Joining us now on the ticket hotline is our old friend, our favorite octogenarian, Jesse, who often works as an usher or security guard at the ballpark. And apparently Jesse was taken on the road as part of Nolan Ryan's security detail, and he joins us now from New York. So Jesse, you were at the game last night, huh?
I said,
good morning, Jesse. You were at the game, huh?
You're on the telephone.
Yes, we're on the telephone.
Okay. We're on the air now.
Hold on. Let me turn up my hearing aid. Okay, now I got you now.
Can you hear us, Jesse?
I hear you loud and clear, as they say.
You had to turn up his hearing aid there.
Yes, I don't know if you mentioned this to your viewers there on the radio, but I'm a part of Nolan Ryan's personal traveling security detail.
Yes.
We're on the squad, as we like to say.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I won the loyalty and trust of Mr. Ryan. Oh, I think it was about a couple of years ago. One night I was escorting him to his car, and we were approached by a couple of coyotes. And in an instant, I was on them, sawing through their necks with my Bowie knife.
Wow, that's pretty good for an 80-year-old.
And I was screaming and holding their severed heads up towards the heavens while bolts of lightning repeatedly silhouetted me against the sky.
Wow.
Ever since then, Nolan's been very appreciative that I saved his life.
That's great.
I did the same thing to a bunch of Germans and Japanese in World War II.
Well, you're on both fronts, huh?
Uh-huh. Well, this Yankee crowd they have up here in, what state is this? New York?
Mm-hmm. Right.
They sure are something else up here.
Yeah, they're pretty rowdy.
Oh, Lord, you tell the truth there. These gentlemen here in the Bronx, I think that's what they call it, the Bronx, they would fill their bellies full of ale. And then they would use the F word with women and children within earshot.
Oh, that's terrible.
I tell you, it is terrible. It's something else, a lack of good manners up here. And if the good book is at all correct, these jack wagons will burn in hell, I tell you.
You're more of a Southern guy, aren't you?
I am. I like the South very, very much. Yeah. Thank you for bringing that up.
Sure.
Did you see where that crazy fan jumped onto the field to kill Alex Rodriguez?
Yes.
In order to impress some Hispanic gentleman named Cameron Diaz.
That's actually an actress, a Hollywood actress.
And I was the first to tackle him.
You were there?
I was, yes.
We never saw it because they didn't show it on TV.
That's right. Well, I was the first to tackle him. In fact, I had already pulled out my Bowie knife and held it high, ready to plunge, when another security guard stayed my hand.
Yeah, well, they don't want to be heading on the field.
I was ready to cut out his heart and offer it to the Dark Lord Osiris.
Oh, my gosh. That's really violent.
Well, you're not supposed to jump down on the field. That is a rule that we have.
Right.
For everyone's protection. And if you do jump on to the field of play, I will cut out your bowels and wear them around my neck like a five-time necklace.
Golly.
That's just the way I do it.
I guess old soldiers die hard, right?
That's the way it happens. Yeah. Sure enough. And if they had not been able to restrain Mr. Grim LaRouge, I think his name was.
Something like that.
If they were not able to restrain him, I had him laser sighted with my musket that my daddy gave me.
A laser sight on the musket.
You were all over that.
The musket was the one that my daddy used in the war between the states.
Oh, wow. Boy, it goes back. Your dad fought in the Civil War.
My grandson put a laser on it for me. That's real nice of him to do that. And then after the game, they were trying to give me all kinds of awards and recognitions for my safety performance. But I slipped away from all that, and I walked into the Yankee locker room there. I think they call it a clubhouse or something. Mm-hmm. And I saw A-Rod lying on the trainer's table. He had his cold cream mask on and little cucumbers on his eyes. And I approached him. I said, "Mr. Rodriguez," because he couldn't see with the cucumber. He said, "What is it?" And I hauled off and punched him in the penis.
You did.
That was for all Ranger fans. Right.
Oh. Well, thank you, Jesse.
I tailed it out of there on a Segway that was sitting nearby. CC Sabathia chased me all over the ballpark. That's a sports star, I'll tell you. You fellas want me to bring you something from New York, you say?
Well, sure, I guess. Maybe if they wrap
something
it up.
Like a refrigerator magnet or or a hooker.
Well,
whatever they have up here.
Maybe just a magnet.
We'll stick with the magnet.
All right, that sounds good to me now.
All right, Jesse, will you be careful this afternoon?
What's that now?
Be careful this afternoon in Game 5 working the security for Nolan.
Do what in Game 5?
Okay, never mind.
Just
we'll
have fun.
All right, thank you.
Bye, Jesse.
Okay.
Here's Jesse the Usher working security up at Yankee Stadium last night.